Rotherham was most dangerous at night for the hundreds of children who were sexually abused here. Taxis roamed the streets, transporting girls around the town or sometimes further afield. Among the many astonishing facts revealed this week was that the criminal gangs actively targeted children's homes. A former care worker who spent 4 years from 2003 working in homes in Rotherham has told this programme how the girls were abused. His words are spoken by an actor to protect his identity.
They'd have phone calls right the way through the night from 12 o'clock right through. They'd come sometimes returned by the police, sometimes come back by taxi, sanctioned by ourselves. And within half an hour, three quarters of an hour, they'd be back out again. It was constant nightly occurrence. It was very rare that some of the young people were actually in on a night time.
The taxi drivers would get to know the girls while working on official council business. The girls were taken by cab from the homes to schools, but they'd quickly start grooming them, giving them drugs and alcohol. Here at the railway station in Rotherham is one of the main taxi ranks in the town, and I've just gone up to one of the drivers and said to him, will he take me for a ride around the town? With a cameraman, it has to be said. He said, no, I won't. We've got a bad enough reputation as it is. Young people told the inquiry they actively avoided using taxis late at night. They said drivers usually took them home the longest route possible. The first question they were often asked is, how old are you? And then the conversation would turn flirtatious, often with references to sex.
It was common knowledge, and girls would laugh about the fact that sexual favours were exchanged with taxi drivers for lifts. On the way back, that was all paid for by Rotherham Borough Council. One of the taxi companies was under contract via RMBC. A phone call from us with a password, and that would then be charged to Rotherham Borough Council.
Soon the girls were under the control of the criminals and would go to extraordinary lengths to meet them.
If they could leave by the fire escape, they would leave by the fire escape. But sometimes, to hide where they were going, they would put bedsheets together and climb out from a window. From a second-story building, obviously, that's dangerous as well.
Police were always called when a child went missing, but rarely took much action beyond ensuring she returned to the home. When a girl did get back, she was often in a desperate state.
Sometimes they were high on drugs, sometimes they'd be incredibly drunk, sometimes they'd be very, very tired, incredibly tired, and then they'd sleep for a long time, sometimes all day. So they'd basically become nocturnal, and then it'd be the same again, the next night, again.
What is it that makes a 13-year-old get dolled up at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, tie some bedsheets together, and go out to get abused?
It's grooming. These young people have already been sexually abused in many cases. The abused very rarely blame the abuser. There were some horrific cases of abuse within the family, and yet they still love their parents, and yet it's the same, it's love. Especially when you've got children who are struggling for love. You cannot provide love in a children's unit. It's the one thing you can't provide.
Attempts to stop the abuse came to nothing. One white taxi driver was banned from transporting the girls on suspicion of being a paedophile. But the former care worker says no action was ever taken against the drivers of Pakistani descent, who were the main abusers. He eventually left the care sector, feeling unable to care.